Bernard's asked me to meet the Savage next Wednesday.
Fanny, I'm so glad. And now you must admit that you were wrong about Bernard. Don't you think he's really rather sweet?
Yes. And I must say, I was quite agreeably surprised. Do you know, he told me he had 6 girls last week.
I believe it. The assistant predestinator himself cadged an invitation to one of Bernard's parties. It's the only way to see the Savage. And Bernard's John's accredited guardian. No more talk of alcohol in Mr. Marx's blood surrogate these days.
Oh, Lenina.
I just wish I'd been there when the Savage went down on his knees before the director, calling him father. Oh, it's almost too good to be true.
The poor man hasn't set foot in the centre since.
And what about his mother?
Fanny, that's past a joke. That's an obscenity.
Of course, she isn't a real savage. She's been hatched out of a bottle and conditioned like everybody else. So she can't have any really quaint ideas.
She's horrible. Fat and old and bad teeth. Oh, you simply can't look at her without feeling positively sick. I've no desire to see her ever again.
And from what I hear, she has no desire to see us.
It's best if we just leave her like that for the time being, Mr. Savage. The television on and the patchouli tap just dripping. It's quite expensive. And make sure her soma tablets are within reach.
But she's taking 20 grams a day already.
That's right. That'll finish her off in a month or two. One day the respiratory centre will be paralysed. No more breathing. Finished! And a good thing, too. If we could rejuvenate, of course, it would be different, but we can't. Not her.
But aren't you shortening her life by giving her so much?
Look, soma may make you lose a few years in time, but think of the enormous, immeasurable durations it can give you out of time. Every soma holiday is a bit of what our ancestors used to call eternity.
All the same, I don't believe it's right.
Well, if you prefer to have her screaming mad all the time.
And in this factory, each process, as you can see, is carried out by a single Bokanovsky group.
Twins. Identical twins.
Well, yes, as far as possible. We have 83 deltas from the same Bokanovsky group working in cold pressing, for example. And in the foundry, 107, I think, Epsilon Senegalese, all identical, all heat-conditioned.
And those delta females over there with the sandy hair?
33 of them, yes, all within 20 millimetres of an identical height, a metre 69. And we've 2 sets of gamma plus dwarves in the assembly room, 2 Bokanovsky groups, 47 in each. The work tables are rather low and the conveyor passes between them. It's so much more efficient.
Oh, brave new world.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, brave new world that has such people in it.
Yes, I can assure you we hardly ever have any trouble with our workers. We always
Excuse me. I think I'm going to be sick.
John?
John!
And this is the statue of R. Ford. Rather ancient, I'm afraid.
Chrome steel. Oh, and that's Lupton's Tower, of course.
Yes, 52 stories. And the school community singery just beyond to the right.
Do you have many twins here? What is it? Bokanovsky?
Oh, no. Eton is reserved exclusively for upper-caste boys and girls. One egg, one adult. It makes education more difficult, of course, but as they'll be called upon to take responsibilities, it can't be helped. I think we're just in time for a history class. Alpha double plus. Settle down, please. They're watching a program by our Fordship. The controller, Master Vermont.
Speeches about liberty of the subject. Liberty to be inefficient and miserable. Freedom to be a round peg.
Yes, Mr. Marks.
I was thinking, if you're free any Monday, Wednesday or Friday evening, I'm the Savage's guardian, you see. He's curious, you know, quaint. And if you'd like to...
Why, thank you, Mr. Marks. I'd be delighted to come.
The 9 Years' War began in AF-141. Phosgene, chloropicrin, diphenylcyanarsine in the Kurfürstendamm and the 8th Arrondissement. The explosion of the anthrax bombs was hardly louder than the popping of a paper bag. The 9 years' war, the great economic collapse. There was a choice between world control and destruction, between stability and chaos.
Yes, Klaus?
Community, identity, stability.
In the end, the controllers realized that force was no good. The slower but infinitely surer methods of ectogenesis, neo-Pavlovian conditioning, and hypnopedia were applied, accompanied by a campaign against the past, by the closing of museums, the blowing up of historical monuments, by the suppression of all books published before AF-150, straight from the mouth of R. Ford himself.
Class?
History
is bunk.
The introduction of R. Ford's first T model was chosen as the opening date of the new era, and the ethics and philosophy of underconsumption.
You will come, won't you? I'm giving a party on Monday.
Yes, I look forward to it.
Everyone will be there. The Arch Community Songster of Canterbury, the Ford Chief Justice, and the Savage, of course. I'd love to have you.
Yes, Mr. Marks, but not here.
And 6 years later, Soma was being produced commercially. The perfect drug. All the advantages of Christianity and alcohol, with none of their defects.
Glass, 1 cubic centimeter...
cures 10 gloomy sentiments.
With Soma...
Thank you, Glass.
You can take
Carry
a holiday
on.
From reality.
Now, Mr. Marks,
like,
Mr. Savage, shall we visit the school library?
And come back without so much as a headache.
Do they read Shakespeare in this school?
I'm sorry?
Do they read Shakespeare?
Oh, no, certainly not. Our library contains only books of reference. If our young people need distraction, they can get it at the Feelies. We don't encourage them to indulge in any sort of solitary amusement. Ah! Some of our younger children, Mr. Savage, just returning from the Slough Crematorium. Death conditioning begins at 18 months, and every tot spends 2 mornings a week at a hospital for the dying. All the best toys are kept there, and they get chocolate cream cakes on death days.
Death days?
Yes, they learn to take dying as a matter of course.
Like any other physiological process, eh, Miss Kate?
Exactly, Mr. Marks.
Kiss me till I'm in a coma. Hug me, honey, snuggly bunny. Love's as good as soma.
Well, you seem very pleased with yourself.
I am pleased, Fanny. Bernard rang up half an hour ago and asked me if I'd take the Savage to the Feelies this evening.
Which one? The Alhambra? The assistant predestinator says it's absolutely marvellous. A gigantic Negro ravishes a lovely young Beta Plus blonde, keeps her for 3 weeks all to himself in a helicopter. It's wildly antisocial. And you're taking the Savage. You are a lucky girl, Lenina.
I know. I'm getting invitations to absolutely everywhere. It's wonderful, of course. Yet, in a way, I feel as though I were getting something on false pretenses.
What do you mean?
Well, the first thing they all want to know is what it's like to make love to a savage. And I have to say, I don't know.
Lenina!
Honestly, it's true. I wish it weren't.
Oh.
He's terribly good-looking, don't you think so?
But doesn't he like you?
Sometimes I think he does, and sometimes I think he doesn't. He always does his best to avoid me, goes out of the room when I come in, won't touch me, won't even look at me. But sometimes if I turn round suddenly, I catch him staring. And then, well, you know how men look when they like you.
Yes, I know.
I can't make it out, Fanny. It's all rather upsetting. Because, you see, I like him.
Well, you'll have a real chance at the Feelies tonight.
Mm, yes.
Hug me, honey, snuggly bunny, love's as good as soma. Hug me till you drug me, honey, Kiss me till I'm in a coma. Hug me, honey, snuggly bunny. Love's as good as soma.
Those metal knobs on the arms of your chair. Otherwise, you won't get any of the feely effects. Go on.
All right. Lenina! Lenina, I don't think you ought to see things like this.
Things like what, John?
Like this. This horrible film.
Horrible? I think it's lovely.
It's base. It's ignoble.
Shh, John, please. Honestly, I don't know what you mean. Why do you want to spoil things? There's no need to be shy. I mean, you're terribly good looking, and any other man would have...
Lenina! I can't stand watch this!
John, where are you going? Come back!
Will you please be quiet?
Look, everybody's here. They're all waiting for you. Come out and have some soma.
No, I will not take that stuff. Go away.
But I've asked them on purpose to meet you, John. You know perfectly well.
Then you ought to have asked me first.
John! John, you've always come before.
That is precisely why I don't want to come again.
Oh, John, just to please me. Why wouldn't you come to please me?
No.
Do you seriously mean it? John!
Yes!
But the Arch Community Songster of Canterbury's here tonight. What am I going to do?
Go to hell!
Frankly, I resent having been tricked. Yes, tricked by this insignificant fellow with his heretical opinions. Play such a joke on me, on me.
Oh yes, Arch Songster, it really is too bad. It may interest you to know that our ex-director was on the point of transferring him to Iceland.
Not far enough, I'd say.
False pretenses, I'd call it. It's a bit thick. When I think that I might actually have been had by a wretched little man who's had alcohol poured into his bottle by mistake.
Yes, it's absolutely true about the alcohol. Someone I know knew someone who was working in the embryo store at the time. She said to my friend, and my friend said,
a creature with a gamma minus physique. It's an outrage.
Arch Songster, I'm terribly sorry. I'm really frightfully... Please, sit down. I have another carotene sandwich. Oh, this is awful. He'll be here any moment, I promise. He's just a little... Oh, Ford.
Mr. Marks, please. I think perhaps the time has come for me to leave.
Well, must you really, Arch Songster? It's very early still. I'd hope you'd... I'd so much hope that...
Mr. Marks, let me give you a word of advice before it's too late. A word of good advice. Mend your ways, my young friend. Mend your ways. Now, Miss Keat.
Arch Songster.
May I escort you home?
Yes, please. Well, that's the last time I come here.
Yes, I always knew that Marx was a queer fish.
Alcohol in the blood surrogate, what do you expect?
You know, Bernard, you're more like you were at Malpais. Remember, when we first talked together? Outside the little house, when you told me how terribly alone you were. You're like you were then.
Because I'm unhappy again, that's why.
Well, I'd rather be unhappy than have the sort of false, lying happiness you've been having here.
Well, I like that. When it's you who are the cause of it all, refusing to come down to my party and turning them all against me.
And what sort of friends are there that can turn into enemies on so slight a provocation?
Yes. You're right. I think I'll go and see Helmholtz tomorrow. He's probably the only friend I have left.
May I come with you?
I'm in a bit of trouble, Bernard.
You too?
It was over some rhymes. I was given my usual course of advanced emotional engineering for third-year students, on the use of rhymes in moral propaganda and advertisement, to be precise. Well, this time I thought I'd give them a rhyme I'd just written myself. Pure madness, of course, but I couldn't resist it. What an outcry there was. The principal had me up and threatened to hand me the immediate sack. I'm a marked man, Bernard.
Tell me, what were your rhymes? I'm most interested.
Are you really?
Yes.
Oh. Shut lips, sleeping faces, every stopped machine, the dumb and littered places where crowds have been. It's about being alone, I suppose.
Oh, Ford.
Well, what's wrong with being alone?
It's flatly against all their sleep teaching, that's what. I mean, they'll have had at least a 250,000 warnings against solitude.
Yes. But I just thought I'd like to see what the effect would be.
Well, you've seen now.
Anyway, I feel as though I was just beginning to have something to write about, as though I were beginning to be able to use that power I've got inside me, that latent extra power. Something seems to be coming to me. Do you understand?
I do. Have you read Shakespeare?
Me? No.
Romeo and Juliet. Here.
Hello, Lonina. Like to come to Ophelia this evening?
No, thank you, Henry.
Going out with someone else?
No.
You're not feeling ill, are you?
No.
You know, you ought to go and see the doctor. Perhaps you need a pregnancy substitute. Or else an extra strong VPS treatment. I mean, sometimes the standard passion surrogate isn't quite enough.
For Ford's sake, shut up, shut up!
Lenina, it's absurd to let yourself get into a state like this. Simply absurd. And what about a man? One man?
But Fanny, he's the one I want.
As though there weren't millions of other men in the world.
But I don't want them.
How can you know till you've tried?
I have tried.
How many? One? Two?
No, dozens. But it wasn't any good.
Lenina, you must persevere. Nothing can be achieved without perseverance.
But meanwhile...
Don't think of him.
I can't help it.
Take more soma then.
Fanny, I do.
Well, go on.
But in the intervals, I still like him. I shall always like him.
Well, if that's the case, why don't you just go and take him, whether he wants it or no?
But if you knew how terribly strange he was...
All the more reason for taking a firm line.
It's all very well to say that.
So, Nina, don't stand any nonsense. Act. Yes, act at once. Do it now.
I'd be scared.
Well, you've only got to take half a gram of soma first. Anyway, I'm going to have my shower.
Oh, yes. That scene in Capulet's Orchard, the lovers' first meeting. How did it go? But soft, what light through yonder window breaks. It is the east, and Juliet is the sun. The poetry is delightful, but I must say, Bernard, the sentiments do make me smile.
Getting into such a state about having a girl. It is ridiculous.
Still, taken detail by detail, what a superb piece of emotional engineering. That Shakespeare fellow makes my stuff look absolutely silly.
What's silly is the idea of the mother and father forcing their daughter to have someone she didn't want. And the girl not saying she was having someone else who she preferred. It's comical.
Read that speech again, John, where her father is bullying Juliet to marry... Is it Paris, is it?
Yes. Day, night, hour, tide, time, work, play. Alone in company. Still my care hath been to have her matched. And having now provided a gentleman of noble parentage...
Fathers and mothers? You can't expect me to keep a straight face about fathers and mothers. And who's going to get excited about a boy having a girl or not having
her? No, I'm sorry. No, it won't do. No, we need some kind of madness and violence. But what? What?
Well, I don't know. Why ask me?
Where can one find it?
What if her eyes were there, they in her head? The brightness of her cheek would shame those...
Hello, John.
Lenina!
You don't seem very glad to see me.
Not glad.
If only you knew. Admired Lenina. Indeed, the top of admiration, worth what's dearest in the world.
Oh, John.
Oh, you so perfect and so peerless are created of every creature's best.
Oh, John.
That's why I want to do something first. I mean, to show you I'm worthy of you. Not that I could ever really be that, but at least to show you I'm not absolutely unworthy. I want to do something, Lenina.
But why should you think it necessary?
I mean, in Malpais, you had to bring her the skin of a mountain lion or else a wolf when you wanted to marry someone.
Look, there aren't any lions in England.
Look, I'll do anything. Anything you tell me. There be some sports are painful, you know, but their labour delight in them sets off. That's what I feel. I mean, I'd sweep the floor if you wanted.
But we've got vacuum cleaners. It isn't necessary.
No, of course it isn't necessary, but some kinds of baseness are nobly undergone. I'd like to undergo something nobly, don't you see?
But if there are vacuum cleaners
but,
and...
Yes,
that's... Cylon semi-morons to work them, well... Really, why?
Why? But for you. For you. Just to show that I... Just to show how much... How much I love you, Lenina.
Oh, John. Do you mean it?
Yes. But I hadn't meant to say so. Not until... Listen. Lenina. In Malpais, people get married.
What are you talking about, John?
For always. They make a promise to live together for always.
What a horrible idea.
Lenina, it's like that in Shakespeare, too. If thou dost break her virgin knot before all sanctimonious ceremonies, may with full and holy right...
For God's sake, John, talk sense. I can't understand a word you say. First it's vacuum cleaners, then it's knots. You're driving me crazy. Oh, answer me this question. Do you really like me, or don't you?
Lenina, I love you more than anything in the world.
Then why on earth didn't you say so? Instead of driveling on about knots and vacuum cleaners and lions and making me miserable for weeks and weeks... Didn't like you so much, I'd be furious with you. Oh, John, I want you so much. And if you want me to, why won't you?
The murkiest den, the most opportune place, the strongest suggestion our worser genius can, shall never melt mine honor into lust. Never, never.
John.
Lenina. Lenina, what are you doing? Oh, for those milk paps that through the window bars bore at men's eyes, the strongest oaths are straw to the fire in the blood. Be more abstemious or else... Oh, Lenina!
Oh, darling. Darling, put your arms around me. Hug me till you drug me, honey. Kiss me. Kiss me till I'm in a coma. Hug me. Hug me, snuggly. Oh. 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 You're hurting me. John.
Whore!
John, what is it?
Whore! Impudent strumpet!
No, John, please.
Damned whore!
Soma. 10 cubic centimeters. Yours, 10.
Go! Get out of my sight or I will kill you!
No, please, don't! Don't lock me in! Oh,
get
please.
In there, whore! The wren goes to it, and the small gilded fly does lecture in my sight. The fichu nor the soiled horse goes to it with a more riotous appetite. Down from the waist they are centers, the women all above. But to the waist do the gods inherit. Beneath is all the fiends. Do you hear me, strumpet? Impudent strumpet!
John, do you think I might have my clothes?
No!
Oh, John, I'm terrified, please!
impudent strumpet! The devil luxury with his fat rump and potato finger.
John.
Fat rump and potato finger!
John.
What is it?
John, don't forget my contraceptive belt.
Hello? Yes. What? Who's ill? Linda.
Well, of course it interests me. She's my mother. Where's she been taken?
What?
Park Lane Hospital for the Dying. Oh, my God!
John! John!
Yes, as you can see, we have all the modern conveniences. Television at the foot of each bed, a constant companion, you might say. And we change the prevailing room perfume in our galloping senility wards every quarter of an hour. We do try to create a thoroughly pleasant atmosphere. Something between a first-class hotel and a Feely Palace, if you take my
Where name. Is she? She's my mother.
Mr. Savage, we have 20 beds all occupied, so you're... So, Linda is dying in company with every modern convenience. I think she's watching the South American Tennis Championships at present. It's the semi-finals. Well, Mr. Savage, I'll leave you to it. I must go. I've got a batch of children coming for death conditioning. Make yourself comfortable. It's a very exciting match.
Linda. Linda. Linda.
John?
Mother. Oh, dearest mother. Don't you remember? Malpais, when you used to sing to me, you sang so beautifully. And when you taught me to read, you remember the tots on the pot, the cats on the mat, elementary instructions for beta workers in the embryo store. Do you remember? And those stories you told me about the other place outside the reservation. That beautiful, beautiful other place. Mother, please try. Try to remember.
Oh, look! Look at this one!
Whatever is the matter with her?
Yes, why is she so fat?
Oh,
let's see, let's see. Let me have a look.
Get away!
To that boy. I won't have you striking the children.
Well, keep them away from this bed, then. What are these filthy little brats doing here at all? It's disgraceful.
Disgraceful? What on earth do you mean? They are being death-conditioned. If I have any more of your interference with their conditioning, I'll send for the porters and have you thrown out.
This is my mother.
Mr. Savage, there are children here.
Keep them away.
Yes. Well, I have warned you. So mind. Now, come along, children.
Let's play a game of Hunt the Zipper. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.